This is the complete version of the audio from the satsang at Reno Center, January 20th, 2019. این آدیو کامل از ستسانگ مرکز رینو در 20 ژانویه 2019 هستش.
There is one, not two. If one sees a second, then Maya is in operation.
فقط یک هست و نه دو. اگر فردی دومی را ببیند، آنگاه مایا در حال کار است.
Just give everyone another minute with that, and then I'll have a few questions. So the first question is, what does it mean for someone to see a second?
Another question, yes. Before that, what does it mean to see one? What is one? Because he talks about one first before the second.
Mm-hmm.
Is one a number? That would be the key to this.
So what does it mean to see one?
What does one mean?
Sad میگه که منظور اینجا چیه که وقتی میگه یک؟ یک چیه؟ آیا فقط یه نمره است قبل از دو؟ این یک چیه؟ کلید این کوت اینجاست.
Bahar and I were contemplating on this and she shared the following. She said that she thinks that one is when you stay with yourself and then two is when you go on to something else or thinking about something else.
من و بهار روی این تعمق کردیم و بهار اینو شیر کرد که به نظرش یک وقتی که روی خود میمونی هست، دو به وجود میاد وقتی که میری به افکار بعدی.
I want to go back again to this question, Kavi. What is one? Is it a number? What is it?
صد میگه میخوام برگردم روی سوال. این یک چیه؟ آیا نمره است؟ چیه؟
فکر کنم نمیتونه نمره باشه، عدد باشه، برای اینکه خب ظاهری نگاه کنیم تعداد زیاده، تعدد هست. ولی در پس همه تک تک یا اون افراد یا اشیا یه اسنس، یه وجود یگانه‌ای رو توش دیدن منظور باباه، فکر میکنم. I said it can't be about number because obviously, I mean, apparently when we look around we see so many different things and people. It's more about the essence that there is something beyond and within all these different shapes and different forms that is the same. And that's what Baba, I think, is talking about.
I think that there is only one means that that one is everything. It's the omnipresent. And there is nothing beyond that. And it's a canvas beyond all the images. And in the adab is. من فهم کنم وقتی میگه فقط یکی هست، اون یک همون همه جا حاضر و همون صفحه سفید پشت تمام نقشا. And there is no number, I think.
I have a question. Here, Baba says there is one, not two. And then he says again, if one sees a second. So, if there is one, how can one see something different? For me, it's very confusing. I don't know. I know I don't have any understanding of one. I know it's not a number, but I don't know what it is. من برام یه سوال دیگه هم توش پیش اومد، اینکه بابا اولش میگه فقط یک هست و نه دو. خب اون یک اگر دومی رو ببینه، اگه فقط یک هست، پس چرا دیگه دیدن بعد از اون وجود داره؟
One second, one is someone.
I know, but What is the difference between these two? One is there? Are they same or not? It's a question. It might be a very silly question. من گفتم که به نظر من من واقعا نمیدونم یک چیه. فکر میکنم که نمره نیست ولی اصلا نمیدونم چیه.
ولی شما ولی سوال سطح رو ما هنوز دنبالش رو نکردیم. اون ادامه بدیم ببینید سطح چیزه که گفت چیه بعدش بریم به موضوع بعدی به نظر من.
The only way I understand one is the absence of two, and for me that means like the absence of a conversation, the absence of a back and forth, the absence of a pull and a push. So I only understand it in the negation of the two.
کلمه‌ای که بر من یک من فقط معنیشو میفهمم یعنی دو در کار نباشه یعنی مکالمه دیگه نباشه یعنی کشمکش دیگه نباشه.
منم نمیدونم وان چیه واقعا، ولی بیشترین چیزی که احساس میکنم فکر میکنم یه سکوت برای من، شاید یه سکوت معنیش سکوت یه سایلنسه، چون مثلا من موقع حالا در هر وقتی در سایلنس هستم حتی لحظه های خیلی کوتاهی چیز دومی وجود نداره توش.
Bliss says that I don't know, but I think it's silence. And there's only short moments where there's just one and nothing following it.
برای منم اصلا این کل من یاد دعای ساتیام انداخت. ولی اگه بخوام حرف بزنم مثل مطلب که شما میدید نمیخوام خرد پرتاب بکنم، یعنی یه چیزی به مطلبی بوده که شما گفتید. فقط میتونم بگم که برای من یه درک در سکوت در اون نمیدونم وان چیه، ولی یه درک در سکوت یه چیزی مشترکی که در همه یه خود مشترکی که در همه شد.
Soyda says it reminds me of Sat's prayer. I don't want to just throw out wisdom. For me, it's an understanding in silence. It's something that is consistent among everyone and everything. It's shared.
نظر من دو برعکس حالا من مهندسی میگم دو دوالیتیه. یکم اپوزیت دوالیتی، یعنی one is the opposite of the duality. وقتی که if you see the duality then you're in Maya. If you're not, the opposite of that is the one.
And I think when I read this as one, at the same time that we say one, I feel the whole two. I mean the totality, like
نسرین میگه که وقتی که من میگم یک
همه چی توشه
نه هیچ چی توش نیست
توتالیتیه
توتالیتی چی میشه؟
تمامیت کامله
is the one that that you call existence. نمیدونم شاید یک اون هستیه.
You see, if we don't know what one is, where do we go from there? No.
صحب میگه ببین اگه ندونیم یک چیه از اونجا دیگه به چه نتیجه برسیم؟
We should have a concept of it. If it's not realization, otherwise we tell our mind that we can't see two. We have to see one. Where would that take us? A battle.
When you say concept, do you mean a learning of it or an experience of it?
Have some sort of understanding of it, what it is.
سعید میگه حداقل باید یه کانسپتی، یه درکی داشته باشیم در مورد این، اگر کاملا درکش نکرده باشیم. اگر نه به ذهنمون میگیم دو نبین، یک ببین. چه فایده ایه؟ چی ایجاد میشه؟ جنگ. کلمه میگه کانسپت سعید چون معنی چیه؟ میگه یه درکی در مورد معنی این.
In order to not see the dream at night, what do you do?
You wake up.
You stay awake.
You have to wake up.
And then what happened when you wake up?
Then you know that it was just a dream.
Then you find yourself. You're with yourself. You're no longer with the dream. It would be really disappointing if we look at things with what we learn rather than what we have realized. For a moment, throw away all your knowledge and your wisdom, if one sees a second, in order to see second, you're dreaming. The only solution to end this is to wake up from the sleep. And when you're waking up from the sleep, it's not a question of even one. It just is as is, without images and stories. So one is really first the dreamer, then beyond that. And like you all said, it's not a number. It's all it is. All it is. If this room was full of water, could you come in and say there is one water in this room? You would say there's water in this room. So,
سعد میگه که برای این که خواب نبینی شب باید چی کار کنی؟ دیگران میگن بیدار شی. سعد میگه بعد چی؟ میگن که بعد میبینی فقط خوابه. سعد میگه میبینی که با خودت هستی، دیگه توی خواب نیستی. خیلی ناامید کننده است اگر فقط به همه چی از به همه چی با چیزایی که یاد گرفتیم نگاه کنیم، به جای اینکه از درکمون به چیزای مختلف نگاه کنیم. برای یه ثانیه خیرت و دانه هاتون رو بندازیم دور.
دانه شتون. دانه would be seeds.
برای اینکه دو ببینی یعنی داری خواب میبینی.
And Baba says it very clearly, Maya.
و راه حل چیه؟ که بیدار شین از خواب. و وقتی که داریم بیدار میشین دیگه یکم در کار نیست، فقط هست، فقط هست، بدون تصویر، بدون داستان. پس یک در واقع اول بیننده خوابه، بعد ماورای اون میره. همونطوری که همتون گفتین، نه یه نمره نیست. اگر این اتاق پر از آب بود، آیا میگفتین یک آب هست در اتاق؟ نه، میگفتین آب هست در این اتاق.
What is your next question?
My next one is, what does it mean for one to see a second, for someone to see a second?
صاحب میپرسه که کبی سوال بعدی چیه؟ کبی میگه سوال بعدی اینه که یعنی چی که یک دومی رو ببینه؟
I was thinking about this in terms of what Sat, the teaching about the three groups. You are owed something, owe people something, and the third group. I was thinking that, like, when you're in one of the groups of you owe someone something, or you are owed by someone, you literally, there's two. There's literally somebody, and sometimes there's three. Like, there's the person that maybe owes you, like, the version of yourself that thinks it's owed. Like, there's something there. And then, you know, I'm sure the one is still hanging out, but, like, it's very obvious how you're entangled in a dialogue or a need.
Yeah. We can use the teaching just to point us to wake up sooner than later. But we cannot say the teaching is the waking up. They are vehicles until they are realized. That's why I don't want people to throw things out. And like you said, just a couple of hours ago I put on the blog, these three groups are the key to realizing a lot of the truth that being said, if it's practiced. Because once you begin to remove yourself of the image you have in your dream, say you have a dream that you're having an image of yourself in a dream. Once in the dream, you begin not to use your image to survive the dream, you wake up. To survive in the dream, you wake up. Once we drop the image of surviving in this world, we begin to wake up. Survivor is what keeps us. An image in a dream. And what releases in sense of survival is to, in our thoughts, words, action, we watch. We watch this entity in the dream that is of us. When we send our attention to the third group, over and over and over, the entity begins to fade. Because there is no reason for entity to want to survive. What I'm saying entity is that image of yourself in a dream, like a night dream. As long as in our night dream, this form of Sat is playing seriously and playing the game of survivor, get and give, give and get, get and give, we continue the dream. It is the way it is. And once we begin to watch this entity expressing itself, there is a gap. There's a gap. And after, with effort, we put this gap between the essence and the imitation of the essence, then automatically these begin to have more space. In the beginning is lots of effort. That's what I asked FDE to do. But after a while, the entity has nothing to do with it anymore. Imagine that.
Can you explain it more?
I thought I was clear.
Can I ask a question about it?
Yeah.
Is the survival refer to pursuing being owed or pursuing owing someone else? Like, what does it mean? What is
maybe personality?
What is survival in this example?
This category, these three category, is not just about owing or being owed. It is a key to a lot of things. Once you start saying, well, the world does not owe me. When the disappointment comes, you say, why am I disappointed? There is, unless I'm expecting something, right? This leads to another. It's not just about owing. The owing becomes this space where you see so much of this entity. Do you see what I'm saying? It's hard for me to explain it. You just have to trust me. These three categories, the first thing I want you guys to do is just stay on every thought that wants something or desires something from the world, that thinks the world should give it to. Then go back to the other one. And little by little, you see that automatically you're shown more of this entity that is dropping. First of all, you will be very surprised how broad these two first categories are. Don't take it for face value. The world doesn't owe me anything. No, every thought you look has something to do with that. The most innocent thought has something to do with that. The most innocent thought has a branches in the second one. So you begin to discover. And once you do that, like I said, and put yourself in the third category, in thoughts, words, action, and all of that, after a while, things happen automatically. It's shown to you automatically. The space becomes spacious automatically.
Sachin, you refer to this space or this gap in several places. Here tonight you said we put a gap between the essence and the imitation. What is the essence?
The third group.
کمی میگه که وقتی که در مورد این سوال فکر میکنم که یعنی چی یک دومی رو ببینه یاد حرف تو میفتم سچون در مورد این سه تا گروه این سه تا دسته یا یکی بهمون یه چیزی رو بدکاره یا ما به کسی بدکاریم و وقتی که خودم رو در این دوتا دسته پیدا میکنم خیلی برام واضح است که دوتاست اون موقع باید دوتا باشه من به یکی دیگه بدکارم یکی دیگه به من.
And one of the very good positive side of it is your mind begins not to judge. And activity of mind is constantly measuring. It's like a scale. Because that's what makes it two. There is one weight here, one weight here.
ساعت میگه که آره ما میتونیم که به این خیرات ها اشاره کنیم که زودتر بیدار شیم اما این خیرات ها که داده میشن بیدار شدن نیستن فقط یه وسیله برای درک این حرف هاست برای خود رو شناختن برای همین من نمیخوام که خیرات همینطوری پرد شیم و این سه تا دسته کلید درک کردن خیلی حقیقت هاست وقتی تمرین شه یعنی این تصویری که از تو هست از بین برده میشه در خواب یه تصویری میبینی از خوده اما دیگه این تصویر رو استفاده نمی کنی برای زنده موندن در خواب برای زنده موندن در خواب بیدار میشی این زنده موندن.
Wait a minute. Survival is not زنده موندن. What is it, mama?
Survival یعنی بقا.
بقا آوردن.
آره بقا.
این تصویری که میخواد در زندگی بقا کنه انداخته میشه وقتی شروع میکنی به بیدار شدن. این بقا شدن باعث میشه که تصویر بمونه در خواب.
چیزی که دوباره بقا رفتن، نه بقا شدن.
چیزی که ما رو از بقا رها
میکنه. Everybody help her if you think English isn't.
چیزی که ما رو از بقا شدن رها میکنه اینه که
تلاش برای بقا رها میکنه.
Thank you.
اینه که گفتار و کردار و رفتار در همه از اینا ما این انتیتی میشه وجود
موجودیت
رو تماشاش کنیم.
Okay, well, you got to stop. It's too much. But it's very hard and it's not rabble. Just translate it and send it to them. Thank you.
Sat survival ego ro migi? Vaqti min survival.
Survival of you sitting there.
Can entity your ego yekiye?
Yeah. You. The person that calls itself Farnos. It was very hard. You don't have to. Let somebody else do it in Farsi. Because I don't want it to be so chopped up. This is something important. So work on it later. You're fired. It's hard. It's really, really hard. I don't know how you do it. Anything else, my dear Kelly?
I think I don't have anything else. Questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
از وقتی که اون تمرین از شما گرفتم که دفاع نکردن از ایگو هر فکری که میاد و هی دفاع نکردن.
I want you to drop the name ego. دفاع نکردن از سپیده.
از سپیده.
I want you to use your name all the time instead of ego or personality. به جایی که از سپیده نگه
دفاع نمی‌کنم. نگاه میکنم هر فکری. حالا بعضی از فکرها خیلی پررنگ‌تره یا انگار بزرگتره یا هرچی، ولی حتی خیلی فکرهای کوچولو هم همش به خاطر اینی که انگار من میترسم که اینو از دست بدم که این سپیده نباشه چی میشه اصلا، یه همچین حالتی برام داره. ولی سعی میکنم که
وقتی سپیده هست چی میشه؟
هیچی.
یعنی چی هیچی؟
نمیدونم، از بس که شاید هم هویتی میکنم یه حالت این که مثلا این، ولی وای نیستم.
نه آخه کانسپت تو از سپیده رفتن چیه؟ یعنی سپیده میمیره؟
نه ندارم، چون ندارم نمیدونم.
حتما داری که میترسی.
هم فکر کنم مردن نمیدونم، فکر کنم نمیدونم اصلا چی میشه.
نه you need to get to the bottom of it. از چی میترسی؟ کدوم قسمت سپیده رو پرستش میکنی؟ و چه فکر میکنی؟ چه اتفاقی برای سپید میفته که is disastrous in your mind. You just accept the fear. هیچ نگاه نمی کنی ببینی که این فیر از کجا میاد، دلیلش چیه، آیا قانع کننده است یا نه. اگر قانع کننده است راست میگی بترس، ولی باید به داخلش بری.
Sifid, I'll share her question. Sat answered her in English and Farsi, but she said, "Sat, when I look at trying to question who is it that is upset when I'm defending the ego," and Sat says, "I don't want you to call it the ego. Say Sifid. You're defending Sifid. I want you to use your
yeah.
Name.
Don't bring a third person in."
Sifid says, "Well, okay. When I'm doing this and I'm seeing the thoughts, there are big thoughts, and then there are even little thoughts. And what I'm realizing is, I'm afraid." To let go of essentially Sepi. And Sat says, why? What's your concept of this?
What do you think will happen? And Sipit says, I don't know. And Sat says, well, you've just accepted it. You have to examine it.
No, she should know something or she wouldn't have fear. Sipit doesn't want to wake up. Find out why. Not the ego. Sipit doesn't want to wake up. Find out why.
Thank you.
سعد میگه سپید نمیخواد بیدار شه. حالا برو دنبالش ببین چرا. نه معنیت سپیده که نمیخواد بیدار شه. حالا ببین چرا.
When I talk about personality, please don't make it another third entity. Remember is you. When you say I am, is you. Is Sat, is Kavi. If you avoid your own name and form, how are you going to get to the bottom of it? Here comes another, my shakhsiyat is here, my ego is here, that I'm sitting here and looking for that. Where is the yoganigi in that?
We're too busy diagramming it all.
What compartment is my ego? I'm protecting my ego. No, you're protecting damn Sepid. Stop it. That's what I want you to do. No. Listen, I'm not mad at you. I wanted everybody
no,
to
I
see.
No, I know we're not mad. I don't know.
Sad, میگه وقتی میگم شخصیت لطفاً یه موجودیت.
Wait. Who's crying?
Sebi.
Thank you. Let it go.
نمیدونم آخه honestly بعضی وقتا فکر کنم اصلا من نه اینقدر
who is okay let it go who is blaming the personality let it go
thank you I feel much better
thank you These are bullshit. Let it go. Let it go. No story. I suck and I see it and I let it go. I see it in me. It's not just you guys. I see when I suck. Me, Sat. I take responsibility.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Sat.
Thank you.
سعد میگه وقتی من میگم شخصیت لطفاً یه موجودیت سوم درست نکنین ازش که حالا من اینجام ایگو اینجاست شخصیت اینجاست
مثل بهاره میگم بابا کیه
اگر حتی
بهاره است میگه من فرادم تو که هی میری تو خیابون میگی من بهارم حالا به سعد نمیگی
آرده
وقتی نمیتونی حتی از اسمت یا در مورد جسم خودت حرف بزنی چجوری میتونیم که ریشه این قضیه رو پیدا کنی؟ یگانگی دیگه در اینجا کجا پیدا میشه؟ تو ایگو رو از ایگو دفاع نمی کنی از سپید دفاع میکنی بابا بسه سپید شروع میکنی گریه کردم سعد میگه کی داره
گریه
میگه سپید میگه بندازش کی داره؟
احساس بدی داره
کیس رو داره در مورد شخصیت سپید بندازش همش آتش خاله بندازش بره همه این داستانا رو بنداز من آدم خیلی
I'm not translating this نه نکن یکی
خودیتون
بندازش
این اصلا خدا میدونی چیه آره کی میخوره اینا
کجا
خدا خوشحال گردی نامش بود اصلا
Thank you so much. مرسی بابا مثل آنین شدیم لیر افتر لیر افتر لیر
و
But as you take the layer out, the onion will stink more. When the cover is there, nobody knows it's stinking inside. We're not peeling onion, guys, until there is no more onion on the table. If you think I'm attacking you, I'm attacking you. But if you ask me if I'm attacking you, I would say I'm peeling onion. I'm minding my own business. I have a cutting board and an onion.
Let me just walk off.
Hey, I'm here.
Have you noticed the onion doesn't cry, the one that cuts it? Wow. So pity me.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for doing
it. Thank you.
It's uncontrollable.
I'm
if
so
I
sorry.
Had my choice, I would never do that. Because each onion
stinks
more than the other one.
The onion
is onion nabina.
سعد میگه وقتی که میری که این پیازو پوست بکنی تا پوستشو نکنی بو نمیده. هرچی بیشتر لایه ها رو برداری بوش بدتر میشه. شما بگین شاید فکر کنین که سعد داره به من حمله میکنه. من میگم نه من اینجا وایسادم با چاقو
خیلی بی‌گناهانه دارم پوست میکنم.
اگه توجه کنین میبینین که پیازه گریه نمیکنه. اون شخصی که داره پیازو میبره گریه میکنه.
حالا من گریه کنین.
فرمز میگه مرسی سعد این کار رو میکنی. سعد میگه در
من سپید حالا من گریه کرد به جای خودش. سپیدیش دست داده.
والا من میگم تخته رو بیار
والا یه دفعه
بده من پوست پوسته رو میترسیم حالا شیردل شده سپی اوکی لیس هم پرساد پلیس تنکیو سوامی فور انسپایرینگ اس فور هاوینگ دیس پلیس فور گیوینگ اس دیس چانس تو پیل اورسلف
Thank you, Bob.